نحن، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: لقد جاءكم رسول من أنفسكم عزيز عليه ما عنتم حريص عليكم بالمؤمنين رؤوف رحيم. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. This ayat in Surah Tawbah, to right at the end of the surah, Allah Ta'ala has explained the great qualities of compassion and kindness and mercy of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the whole ummah. The whole ummah, that is ummah-e-ijabat, those are the Muslims, those who have accepted. And also ummah-e-da'wat, who are the non-Muslims. Since the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whoever has come are all in the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Muslims are the ummah-e-ijabat, those who have accepted. And the non-Muslims are the ummah-e-da'wat that must still be given da'wat. So for all of the whole ummah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has been sent as an entire embodiment of compassion and kindness. Like a father to teach his children manners, sometimes he will shout him, sometimes he will even hit him a little bit. Like for example, if the child comes in the house without making salam, the father will tell him, go out again, come back and make salam. Make salam and come in. Or he comes in, walks in with the left leg. The father will tell him, go out, come in with the right leg. So this seems to be a little bit harsh from the father's side. But if we understand it, it is complete compassion and kindness. The same is with a ustad in the class. Sometimes he will reprimand the child, he will shout him. Sometimes he will even tell him some words which appear to be derogatory, to belittle him. But that is not at all to belittle him, but to make him conscious of his duties, to make him realize. So there are some things that appear outwardly that we don't like, but it is good for us. The same, a sheikh with his murid will sometimes give him some punishment also, sometimes will shout him severely also, sometimes will ignore him, so much so, which is permissible also from the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that don't even make salam to him, or don't reply to his salam also. Like the three sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum who did not go out in Tabuk. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not only himself, but he ordered the other sahaba radiallahu anhum not to even finally speak to them, not even answer their salams jawab and reply to their salam. This was all for tarbiyat. So in the same way, in the surah, there are certain commands of Allah of jihad. And jihad seems very hard on a person, that you have to go give your life for Nabi, for deen, for Allah Ta'ala, for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah at the end now explains that all these commands, even of jihad, and where you have to give your life also, you have to sacrifice, you leave your wife, young wife, your young children, and you give your life in the path of Allah Ta'ala, but all this is good for you. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his entirety was only a blessing and kindness. And this is the case of almost every parent, every ustad, and every sheikh also. Sometimes there are some parents who make zulm on their children, etc. There may be an ustad, for his own anger, he takes out something on the students, but otherwise almost 100% all parents, all ustads, and all mashayikh, it is only kindness to the people who are under them. We don't understand and we take offense many times. But that is our immaturity in our thinking. And that is our wrong attitude, and which causes us harm. We should be convinced that our parents desire only the good for us, our ustad, our sheikh. And whatever hard treatment they give sometimes, that is also good for us. Just like a doctor, he will give you sometimes some, for example, Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, for 7 years, his doctor told him not to drink water. For 7 years, His Hakim told him not to drink water. He wasn't an enemy of him, but he wanted his goodness. He was in need of that. Otherwise, not to drink water is so hard. We would, in eating food, how much water don't we keep on drinking? All the time we are drinking. But for treatment, this becomes necessary. Sometimes many other delicious things also, the doctor will say that you are not allowed to have it. You've got a cold. Doctor will say no cold drinks, no ice cream, no cold water, and your tabiat, your desire, you want these things. But it is all good for you. Like that, in the surah also, certain commands were of that nature. But now Allah Ta'ala explains, don't take it in the wrong light. Realize, لَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ. And if we understand this little background, then this first part of the ayat makes much more sense to us. That Allah says, undoubtedly, a Rasul has come to you, مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ, from your own species and your own type. He is also a human like you. If the Rasul was an angel, Farishta, he wouldn't have known the needs of mankind. He won't feel cold, he won't feel hot, he doesn't feel sad, he doesn't feel happy. How will he know? So when he knows what your feelings are, he is like you, he is a human being like you. He is just from amongst you, he is a human being from amongst you. He also knows your feelings. So then we can understand he knows that we also feel sad if somebody tells us something bad. We also feel hurt if somebody has to disgrace us, insult us in front of others, etc. But everything he did, he also knows that for you to go in jihad is hard for you. To go and give your life, to give up your business, to give up your farming, and now you go in jihad, it's not easy on the nafs. But your Rasul, he knows it. He is from your own type. If he was a jinn, he wouldn't know what your feelings are. If he was a farishta, an angel, he wouldn't know how you feel, etc. So, min anfusikum. This is a great favor of Allah Ta'ala in the first part of the ayah. That Allah sent to us a Rasul, and the Rasul from our own type also, he knew us perfectly. And from there you can understand how a father knows his child. More better than the child, what he knows himself, the father knows the child. The father was also a young boy. He also used to play. He used to take a liking to girls, etc. But for his son, now that he knows this, he's of the same type. You know, I must protect my son from all this bad games, etc. Things which are not good, or from having contact with girls, etc. The father will know, because he is a father and he went through it. He's of the same type. In the same way, the ustad, he also learned. He also went through studies. He also did the beginning years. He also know the naughtiness of students. So now he will protect his students. The same way, the most effective sheikh is also that, who also knows the temperament of his murids, that how they are, they what inclinations they have got, and then now, so when he is of the same type, the best effect and result can be given. If it was a person who doesn't know the feelings of young people, how they feel, what their inclinations are, for him to treat them is very, very hard. But for him who knows, that's why also we find, which may be correct, may not be correct also, but many people who had suffered some disease, they took treatment from the doctor. Sometimes they went to 2-3 doctors. Sometimes they googled up so many things. So many people gave them advices that at the end, after the treatment is complete, they seem to be a specialist in that field. Because the doctor only treats that one patient, or for many patients, or for that one sickness. But their focus was fully on the sickness. And from so many sources, they gleaned information on this. They seem to be specialists on this field. And now for them, they will give advice to other people readily also. That who have got that same sickness, they will be able to give them advice. So when the person who treats you is of your own type, and he went through the same things you went through, he will know you very well. And he will be able to treat you the best. So your Rasul knows you very, very well. He was also a young man. He was also a father. He was also a son. He went through all those things. So this is a great ni'mat that Allah had sent such a Rasul to us that was from our own type. لَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ. And one of the main qualities of this Rasul, that was Allah's favor, that Allah send a Rasul to you from amongst your own type. And then this Rasul, one of his great favors, لَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ عَزِيزٌ عَلَيْهِ مَا عَنِتُّمْ. It is very hard, aziz, very hard and difficult on him, all those things which cause you pain and difficulty. He can't see you suffering. He can't see you unhappy. He can't see you in difficulties and problems. That is the nature of the Rasul. All the time, 24 hours, he's worried about his ummah. And not only the ummah that was present, the Sahaba-i-Kiram radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, but Nabi-i-Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was worried of the ummah that will come till the day of Qiyamah. And he gave so many, he told us that in later times this fitness will come. In later times this fitness will come. He warned us about everything. He warned us about the fitness of wealth. That wealth can cause also fitna, bring pride in a person, make him spend his money in wrong ways, make zulm upon people, etc. He informed us of the fitness of women that will come, the fitna of children that will come, the fitna of Dajjal that will come, everything. He was so concerned that in that short span of 23 years, where Nabi-i Kareem and the first 13 years in Medina Sharif, a Makkah Sharif, was such that there wasn't time to teach deen. They just, it was a survival issue. They just had to survive there. The onslaught of the mushrikeen was so strong. And in 10 years of Medina Sharif, to teach the whole of deen, this is an open miracle. Today for us, if we study what all the kitabs are written already, you have a Darul Uloom that is ready, you have ustads that are ready, everything is ready, and you are just being taught, and to achieve such accomplishment, in 10 years we don't even get 0.25%, not even a bit of what this, we can't imagine where the Sahaba had reached. In 10 years, where Nabi-i Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took the Sahaba. And they came from those backgrounds that they didn't know istinja also. Where when students come, you don't have to teach them that this is a toilet. And this is, you have to make istinja like this. You have to use your left hand. Students know all those things. Students who come in a Darul Uloom, they can read Quran Sharif already. You don't have to teach them Alif Ba Ta Tha. You don't have to teach them basic etiquette and adab. There, those who came, they didn't know the difference between a toilet and a masjid. The one who became a Sahabi later from the village, he came, he urinated in the masjid also. He didn't know that difference also. For such people to take them to that height in a short period of 10 years is really an impossible task. This was the great miracle which Allah had blessed Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not only worried of the ummah in this world, but even on the day of Qiyamah. So worried that he said, when you need me on the day of Qiyamah, look for me at one of three places. I will be either where the scales will be and the amal of the ummah will be weighed. Or either I will be at House of Kawthar, where I'll be giving water to drink from Kawthar to my ummah. Or either I will be at Pul Sirat, making dua that my ummah must cross over free, safely and easily. So much concern, right till the day of Qiyamah. And for the day of Qiyamah, Allah will present Maqam-e Mahmood, which will be the greatest honor for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In other words, in front of all the people on the day of Qiyamah, this great honor and throne Allah will present. This is your position. Let the world see. Today people can, na'uzubillah, make cartoons and make jokes. But on that day everyone will realize. Non-Muslims all will realize what is the great position of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And at that time also, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what adab and respect also. He won't sit on the throne because he knows as soon as he sits, he will be taken and direct into Jannah. And when my ummah is still in Hisab Kitab, how that concern, he will put his hand on the throne that I accept it, my Allah. Your great ni'mat, I accept it. That I will sit on it when my whole ummah has gone into Jannah first. What a great Nabi Allah Ta'ala has given us. So how concerned wasn't he on Azizun Alihi Ma Anittum? He used to hurt him very greatly, all those things which will cause you pain, which will cause you hardship, which will cause you difficulty. From there we should understand also the conditions and attitude of a parent, where what it should be, a true parent, a Muslim parent, an ustad, a sheikh, should also have these qualities. Very concerned about his children, very concerned about his students, very concerned about his murids all the time. And what he's telling them, whether he's shouting them, whether he's giving them some treatment, whatever it is for their good. Many things we don't understand that it is for our good. For example, if you know that your child is in financial problems, the father knows. The father will try his best, what his means are, to help out the child from his financial problems. The child has got any other problems. Those things we can understand, that my father likes me and he loves me. That's why he's helping me out from my financial problems. You are married, you got children, but you lost your job. Your father is concerned, he's worried about you, he's making du'as also, and how much he can afford, he's going to help you also, to pay your rental, to pay your accounts, to buy your necessities, he's going to be worried. Then there are certain things which we don't understand. Like for example, he wants you to dress in a certain way. He don't want you to dress like wild people. All the storm jeans and all that. That is also, you don't understand. You feel my father is against me. He don't want me to wear all half socks and torn jeans and funny haircuts and funny skippers and funny dressing. He doesn't like me. No, he likes you. And he knows that what he's telling you, you must dress properly according to deen and Islam. He knows there is goodness for you. And for example, he wants you to cut your hair. He knows that by hair, smartness comes in a person. Then attraction of girls come into a person. And for example, living in a boarding, boys get attracted to boys also. So by cutting off the hair, you remove all that fitna. So that is why the person is doing this for your goodness, but you don't understand it. You feel that, no, I must dress smart, my appearance must be appealing to people, but in there is great fitna for you. And when he keeps you away from that, he's doing great favor to you. And you will be saved of so many fitnas if you keep yourself simple. If you want to show yourself and make yourself beautiful and advertise yourself, you will fall into big, big fitnas. So the father, the ustad, the sheikh, he's doing this for your goodness. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whatever he taught us, every sunnah of his, every command was 100% for our goodness. And he wanted to save us from all harm and from all difficulties and hardship. As far as food is concerned, a father who knows that junk food is bad for my children and all other types of wrong things are bad, the ustad who knows, the sheikh who knows, he will stop them. But the person doesn't understand. He feels, no, cold drinks, while eating fried things, fish and chips or any other fried things, on top of that you are drinking cold drinks, etc., juices, slush, with ice in it, you are making yourself sick. Okay, so your father stops you from that, your mother stops you from that, whoever your superiors are, they are not your enemies, they don't want harm for you. You can't understand. You are still very weak in that understanding. But they know what is good. So your Rasul, he knows exactly. Every command he gave you, how to dress, what to eat, when to eat, how to associate with people, how to relate with people. And this is what we have come to study in the madrasa. All those things, the ta'aleem of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if we can understand that every ta'aleem, every teaching of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is 100% nur and goodness for us. There are many things which we can understand and we accept it and we are happy. Like for example, we are prohibited from alcohol. Inshallah, all of us understand the terrible harms of alcohol. That a person, at one time when throughout the world it was an international thing, they prohibited smoking in public places because it's harmful for the health of people. So the one person, a Muslim man, he said that drinking is more harmful. They say no, drinking only causes the person himself harm. It doesn't cause other people harm. So he gave such a beautiful reply. He said, if you want to know the harm of drinking, what it causes to other people, go to the emergency section of any hospital and see the number of cases that come in there, accidents because of alcohol. The amount of stabbings, the amount of shootings because of alcohol. So alcohol causes even more harm than smoking. But the people of the world, with their short understanding, they have prohibited smoking in public places, but alcohol they still drinking and giving. In the aeroplane, they won't allow you to smoke anywhere. No more in aeroplanes anywhere. Before, only in certain seats it was allowed you could smoke. But now, no, the whole aeroplane, airports are designated smoke-free. But alcohol is still being served, and alcohol causes even more harm. So this we can understand. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah ta'ala prohibited us from alcohol, we make shukr. That alhamdulillah, because of that we are saved of how much of money. We are saved of how much of health problems, how much of violence we are saved from, how many deaths in accidents we are saved from because of alcohol. If a person just have to think, if my mother was an alcoholic, what should my life be, our family's life? If my father was an alcoholic, if we take little note of how the non-Muslims and what their lives are, there is nothing but shukr we can make. How Allah has saved us from all these terrible, dirty things. Like that, every teaching of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, many things we don't understand, that we can understand in the same way, the teaching about dressing, the teaching about eating, the teaching about what friends to have, where we should spend our time, all that. Azizun alayhi ma anittum. It was very hard on him. All the things that will cause injury, harm, difficulty to the ummah. Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was worried, and he gave us such a pattern of life that is so clear as night is clear from day, and day is clear from night. He gave us a pattern of life. It is for us to bring it into our lives now. And that is why we are at the Darul Uloom, to learn that whole pattern of life in detail, and then to bring it, not only to know it, write kitabs about it, give bayans about it, but to bring it into our lives. Harisun alayhim anittum, harisun alaykum. And he had great greed, haris he was, alaykum, for your goodness. He didn't want any harm to come to you. In this dunya, your own health also, your own personal life also, your financial condition also, as far as in the world, the condition of the ummah, he didn't want any harm to come. He warned us for later times, 1400 years later in our times. And as long as the world is going to be, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave us warnings. For the time of death, in the qabr, on the day of qiyamah, how to get to Jannah, all that he has told us. And at the same time, he didn't want the negative things. And on the positive side, harisun alaykum. He was very haris. Haris is actually greedy. He was very, very desirous, very keen for the good of yours. He didn't want any harm to come, and he wanted all good to come to you. And all that is in the way of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If we bring that into our lives, we will get this completely. Harisun alaykum. So this was generally with the whole ummah. With the ummah-e-ijabat and the ummah-e-da'awat as well. This is Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam concern for the whole ummah. His du'as at night, his du'as in Arafat, in Muzdalifah, du'as in the night of Badr, in Tawaf, Safa, Marwa, where and where, and what du'as for the hidayat of the ummah and for the goodness of the ummah, and that Allah must save the ummah from difficulties and hardship. Harisun alaykum. Wabil mu'minina raufur rahim. And with the mu'minin, with the ummah ijabat, the ummah that has accepted, he is even more rauf and rahim. He is rauf, very extremely compassionate and extremely kind. Rahim, most merciful, most kind He is. Rahman and Rahim are two qualities of Allah Ta'ala, and Rahim is more intense rahmat, mercy, than in Rahman. Rahman is that mercy of Allah Ta'ala in which, like for example, mercy, a doctor shows mercy to you, he says you need an operation, you need a heart, you bypass, whatever. Now he's going to cut you up also, he's going to charge you 200,000-300,000 rands also for it. Then you're going to be very sick and you'll have to recuperate for a number of days, weeks, etc. You'll get pain also. All that you'll have to go through, but it is His mercy. That is Rahman. Rahim is that mercy, no operation, no cutting you up. Just He makes some dua, He just blow on you and you get better. Or He gives you a sugar lolly and you get better. That is in Rahim. So Allah Ta'ala Rahman, or Allah is Rahman, which is in this dunya, Rahim in the Akhirah. Allah is Rahman, what all the people, Muslims and non-Muslims. That's why even animals, the mothers look after the small ones, they give birth to the little ones, etc. That is all the sifat of Rahman. Rahim of Allah's sifat will be in Akhirah. There it will be exclusive only for the believers. So for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah used here the quality of Rahim. وَبِي الْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَوْفُ الرَّحِيمِ. He is Rauf also, He is Rahim also. So this is a great Nabi that has come to us. So the important thing for us to understand, get this knowledge also while we are here. And the knowledge we are studying, whether it is of Sarf and Nahwa, whether it is of Logat and Adab, it is to take us to Quran and Hadith, and to take us to Fiqh. Fiqh is also explanation of Quran and Hadith. All this knowledge, let us endeavor to acquire it, understand it, have ilm-e sahih, and then have fahm-e sahih also. Proper understanding also. And from that must come amal-e sahih. If we are acquiring ilm-e sahih plus fahm-e sahih, proper understanding, this equals to amal-e sahih. And then automatically sahih amal will come into our lives also. And a person who does this, he from his heart, he will realize that لَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ, that Allah had sent. What a magnificent, magnanimous, what a great personality and Rasul to us. And his qualities are عَزِيزٌ عَلَيْهِ مَا عَنِتُمْ. He feels very hurt and very hard of the things that will cause you difficulty and hardship. حَرِيسٌ عَلَيْكُمْ. He is so desirous and keen for all your goodness, and especially with the mu'mineen, وَبِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَعُوفُ الرَّحِيمُ. And then at the end, that is also relevant, فَإِن تَوَلَّوْا, especially now, that was وَبِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَعُوفُ الرَّحِيمُ, فَإِن تَوَلَّوْا, if you don't pay attention, which is directly to the kuffar, you don't believe in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, na'uzu billah, you make jokes about him, you make cartoons about him or whatever, or even the believers, they believe, but they don't keep beards, they don't dress according to sunnah, they don't follow the sunnah style. فَإِن تَوَلَّوْا, if you don't want to accept, you're turning your face and you are turning your back and running away, فَقُلْ حَسْبِيَ اللَّهُ. All my Nabi say, Allah is sufficient for me. I've given you the whole nuskha. I've given you the whole prescription. You don't want to accept? What can I do now? I've tried my utmost. I've gone to the last limit now. But if you don't, فَإِن تَوَلَّوْا فَقُلْ حَسْبِيَ اللَّهُ. Allah is enough. La ilaha illa hu. It's only He. عَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلْتُ. I put my full trust in Him. عَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلْتُ. وَهُوَ رَبُّ الْعَرْشِ الْعَظِيمِ. And He is the Rabb of Arsh al-Azim. May Allah give us the understanding of what a Nabi Allah has given us, and the reality of it is that we follow in His life. We learn His lifestyle, we follow His lifestyle, we propagate His lifestyle to the people of the world. وَآخِرُ دَوَانَا عَنِ الْحَمْدِينَ.